M-H-A-P-P-Y, M-H-A-P-P-Y, I know I am, I'm sure I am, M-H-A-P-P-Y.
He's H-A-P-P-Y.
Joining us here on the Happy Cast. The Happy Cast is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between. I am Brian. Joining me is the world's greatest detective, Ben.
Elementary, my dear Brian.
That is not how Batman sounds.
Elementary, my dear Brian.
That's better.
Batman Holmes.
So, hey, Batman Holmes. That sounds like a cool comic to read.
That's Doctober Brown's partner.
Like his police partner?
It's his Watson.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Doctober Brown and Batman Holmes.
Sounds good.
The case of the stolen forest.
The tree forest, right? Is that what we established?
Every one of the sequels involves trees or forests in some way because they live in a tree.
Following the paper trail to the tree
forest. Paper trail, trees. Oh, tree jokes. They never get old.
Tree jokes. That old trope, the tree joke. Who doesn't remember hanging out at the schoolyard telling tree jokes?
That's all I ever did.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
I haven't heard that one before.
No, Biff.
Biff is a sound you make when you punch someone in a Batman cartoon.
Batman Holmes.
Batman Holmes. That sounds really cool, though. Someone should fanfic. Happy Cast fanfic.
The offspring of Batman and Sherlock Holmes. Batman Holmes.
Yeah. He dresses up in a cape and he has that pipe.
Batman smoking the Sherlock pipe.
Yeah, it's just Batman with the pipe and the hunting hat.
Yeah.
And he takes opium.
And then, just picture the Robin Watson.
Ooh, see, this is perfect. And that would just look like Watson, but dressed in, like, Robin's getup from the Adam West days.
Absolutely.
This is the best thing we've ever created, ever.
Yeah, that we've created. We just took two pre-existing things and mashed them up.
Yes, and it's a great idea. Anyway, what's the Happy Cast? Did we say all that stuff? I don't remember.
Yeah, number one source, bummer, happy... between
sponsor
Brian. This week's involuntary sponsor is Silly Putty. If you want to read the newspaper backwards, Silly Putty is for you.
That's all it's good for.
Available at your local pharmacy.
Does anyone ever buy it for anything anymore? Are they just trying to get rid of their old stockpiles of Silly Putty?
There are new kids born every day. I think Silly Putty might be one of those childhood staples where, you know, every kid needs to get Silly Putty at least once.
I don't know.
Did you ever have Silly Putty?
I did, but it wasn't that great.
But you have to get it to learn that it's not that great.
Or you can just be like, hey kid, this sucks.
What? Who is that? Is that you talking to kids at the pharmacy?
No, I did that for trick-or-treating too. Turn the light on, everyone comes up. Yeah, Silly Putty sucks. So does Pokemon.
Aw, ruining everybody's good time?
Yes, I am the Halloween Grinch.
Ooh, I think there might actually be a Halloween Grinch book. I don't know if it's canonical or not.
Wait, this is after Halloween. Never mind.
Right.
No more Halloween talk. This is
it's
next week.
It's not Halloween right now.
This is now, the week after the last one.
In November.
Yes, this is definitely November when we're recording.
We definitely didn't record two episodes back to back. That would be lame.
Happy November.
November is National Happy Cast Month. Ask your doctor if Happy Cast is right for you.
If your happiness lasts more than, whoa, that almost makes sense. We'll stop right there.
Yep. All right. All right.
It's
moving
even
on.
The word.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Shall we move on to happy hour?
Yes.
It's happy hour again.
Hey, happy hour is a part of the show where we talk about what's making us happy this week. And by this week, I mean the first week of November 2011. Ben, what up?
Give me a break. I'm eating Kit Kat bars.
I've had a Kit Kat bar in a long time. A very long time. In fact, while you eat that Kit Kat, I will stall by having a flashback. It was fall of 1998.
I already ate it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, then.
Oh, they're good, though. Oh, that one's kind of melted. Come on. Sorry. What am I doing?
Happy hour pick?
Oh, my happy hour pick is Xboxy things. Yep.
My happy hour pick is happiness.
Oh, 4 hours. But four Xboxy things. Recently, or kind of recently, Dead Island came out. That's a game with zombies on an island, and it's actually really cool. It's like an all melee weapon type of game. Boat paddles, pipes, all sorts of stuff. It's pretty much like Borderlands, but with zombies. It's really cool. And then there's, what happened? Batman Arkham City came out. It's incredibly awesome, incredibly amazing, really high scores. You feel like Batman, and it's amazing. Something else was Saints Row 3 is coming out this month.
Yes, this month.
I'm excited about that because it's Grand Theft Auto if it were actually fun. Like fun. Aww. And wacky. No, I mean like fun and wacky, like woo, fun. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's a tiger in the passenger seat of this car.
Just wait until GTA 5.
When it will be browner and grittier as ever.
You don't know. I think it'd step back to San Andreas.
I hope so, because that was a good one. Anyway, it'll be really fun and crazy, and there's a car that has a cannon on top that you can suck up people and shoot them around.
A people cannon?
Yes, a people cannon. And the Xbox Kinect, which I was skeptical of at first. Excuse me, hiccup. Because it sounded like they were just trying to jump on the Wii train. And, weird.
The Wii train.
It's a very tiny train.
Sounds like something like a preschool would use to teach toddlers how to use the bathroom. Who needs to get on the Wii train? I'm going to the bathroom.
Chugga-chugga-poo-poo.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Had to do it.
Yeah, it's been so long that we needed to get stuff like that.
Of course. We haven't recorded a podcast in a week now.
Yeah, not like 30 minutes. It's been a week. Hey, look, someone just discovered that we're recording. Girl.
Who?
Us. Fizzbiz.
Oh. I thought you were talking about, like, just a girl on a bus.
No, it's some random girl. I get, it's my spidey sense.
You have cameras on all the buses in the nation.
I do.
You monitor buses.
It's not creepy at all.
No.
The Kinect. Your body is the controller.
You are the controller.
I'm sorry. I didn't know the commercials. But yeah, you are the controller if you have one.
Wait, what? If you have a body?
No, if you have a Kinect.
Oh, okay. I'm just this disembodied voice. What could Kinect do for me?
No, nothing then, but it sees you moving around. It's like you move your arm, it knows you move your arm, and it moves on the screen. There are only a couple really good titles, or like it helps a lot too if you don't get winded after like two or three games like I do. Like playing Kinect Adventures. There's some really fun stuff like Rally Ball where like you are the controller and you are trying to knock this ball and break all the bricks on the wall in front of you and it keeps bouncing back. And then there's like fruit. Well, then one of the things in there is like this race where you have to jump to go faster and like duck and stuff. And I hate that. I don't want to jump repeatedly, especially when we live on the second floor of an apartment building.
Oh, yeah. Neighbors can't be happy with that.
Yeah, so, like, we have, like, foam and stuff we can jump on.
Jump on foam?
Yeah. And then there's a really fun one, Fruit Ninja, It's on the iPod or iPhone, I guess. I don't know if it's on Android or not. I don't know. I don't have one. But Fruit Ninja is a really simple game. You just fruit pops up, and you have to slice it with your finger and that. This time, you are the controller.
You are the finger.
You are the finger, yes. And you can actually, like, slice the air with your hands, and your shadow on the screen will slice the fruit. And that one is Megan's favorite. But it is really cool, and I want to show you some time the new today. You live like 5 minutes from me, so come over.
You're like, oh, I like the podcast being oddly personal all of a sudden.
Anyone else who's nearby, come over. But I'm pretty sure it's only like one or two of you, so.
Connect party at Ben's.
Woo! I'll be dressed as Dan Harmon.
At the Connect party?
Yes. Every party I'll be dressed as Dan Harmon. Or a wet blanket.
You'll become Dan Harmon.
Ooh. Does that mean I get his money?
Maybe, but you'd have to spend it to make Community better.
I probably would.
Show Community, your local community.
Build a community center?
Yeah,
people build play ping pong?
Absolutely.
Go dancing? Take lessons?
Build a park with a playground and like a picnic area, maybe.
Fill in the pit.
Fill in the pit. Connect. I find the concept of that novel, the whole game without a controller thing. I don't own one myself, but I am acquaintances with someone who received one for free.
Lucky.
Before it came out, in fact. So
extra lucky.
Like 3 months before the official launch.
Holy crap. How?
You sign up and go on a list or something and they mail you stuff.
I want to do that. Where's that list? Find out.
I'll find out for you. I'll get back to you. But it seems like a novel concept. I played a few games. It's fun. You know, it's really depressing, though. I don't know if you've had this happen yet. I was playing the Gunstringer, which is a game where you're a puppet marionette. So you're, like, controlling a puppet with your left hand, and then with your right hand, you're motioning like a cap gun. And it's
awesome.
It's novel. I like it. It's fun. But I played not very much of it. I was playing for, like, maybe 40 minutes, and the Kinect, like, a message popped up on the screen telling me that maybe I should take a break. Like, oh, okay, I guess I'll sit down for a while. Thank you, Kinect.
Kinect or the game itself?
It was like a, you know, the Xbox notifications, like Achievement Unlocked or Molten Panthers Online.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like a bleep bloop, tired, take a rest. Oh, all right, Kinect.
I figured that out myself, Xbox.
Yeah, they're very concerned, apparently.
Oh, one of my favorite things is that it knows who I am. I did the face recognition thing.
Oh, so you just sit down now and it's like, welcome back, Ben. What would you like to play?
I don't think it says that. It's not a robot, but like I'll stand in front of it and it'll be like, oh, you're Molten Panther. And like, then Megan will get in front of it. Oh, it's Melee 88.
You are the
weakest link.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, but yeah, happy hours, Xboxy things, and new today, get over here and play.
You know, there's a weird amount of, like, fitness games.
It makes sense, but I don't want to play them.
Yeah, I guess. If I did get one, I think I would do, a documented, like, fitness challenge. Just to see, like...
Zumba?
I played this game. Not Zumba. I think that's, like, for ladies.
You could still try Zumba.
Something manly, like, your shape, fitness evolved.
Like,
I don't know.
Yoga.
Yeah, like yoga.
The fighter is uncaged.
But the weird thing about the Kinect is, like, I'd like to try that, see what that's like. But there are some really weird games coming out for it, like Hulk Hogan's Backyard Slam or something like that's one.
And now you know what it's like to own a Wii.
Yeah, we're getting all those weird Wii games. And one, I was looking at a list on Gamefly earlier, which is a rental website. And apparently, according to Gamefly, sometime next month, there is a Kinect game coming out that is just called Self-Defense.
Oh, really? Oh.
So, I'm curious to see what that's about from Ubisoft.
Oh, Ubisoft. Anyway. Yeah, so Xboxy things. What's your happy hour, Brian?
My happy hour is earlier last month, October 1st.
Last month, definitely.
I went to a musical event, a musical concert event, and it was really... It was cool. I enjoyed it. I went to the Weird Al Yankovic concert.
Yankovic? Oh, I'm so jealous. I love Yankovic.
It was so amazing. I loved it so much.
How amazing.
He played all the hits. He played like the new stuff and the old stuff. It was like a good mix.
Did he play the future stuff?
No future stuff. Sadly.
Oh.
But, he's on quite a show. You know, if you ever get to see Weird Al live in concert,
Yankovic,
you have to go for it. No way you can turn that down. Really cool group of nerds hanging out. And you look around. I got to my seat. I had a really good seat. I bought my tickets as soon as they went on sale. I looked around. I looked to the mezzanine and everywhere. It's like a really cool group of like kind of dorky dudes, but I felt weirdly at home. It's like, yeah, all right, these are like comedy enthusiasts that that really, it was like a weird thing, though. It's like a weird mixture of old fans and new fans.
Yeah.
Like some really young kids, like with their parents, of course, not just hanging out. Oh.
It's like some three-year-olds got front row seats.
No, I did see like some like maybe 7 or 8 year olds hanging out.
Nice.
And you could tell they were like way into the new stuff. And then some people that looked like they're probably pushing 80. Somewhere in their 50s.
They like the old stuff.
Like dude with a gray beard.
Wow.
It was incredible. I loved it. Weirdly, though, the biggest applause of the night, the biggest reaction is was when he played Eat It. When that started, the place erupted, which I didn't expect. I respect the classics. Obviously, it was important, but not the biggest moment for my evening. But a lot of people
yours?
Were way into it. Oh man, what was mine? What was my big moment? White Nerdy was really impressive live because he's actually riding a Segway on stage in circles.
Oh, he didn't do that one at our concert.
Oh, it was amazing. I've never seen anyone ride one of those devil contraptions in real life. but he was
is that
like
what Segway means in the ancient language?
Absolutely. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Devil's contraption. I know, me having taken Latin and all.
I know. He was, man, he was going so fast, doing figure eights and pulling right up to the edge of the stage and backing up.
Wow. I wonder if he took Segway classes.
I don't know. I hear he owns like a few personally at his Al mansion.
At his estate.
They were actually, I remember reading an interview where they would not cut him a deal. Like he contacted them like, yeah, I'm doing this concert. You know, maybe like a product placement thing. They would not cut him a deal on a Segway.
Why not?
Because, I don't know. I can't imagine many people own Segways, so maybe they needed every dollar they could get.
That's so weird. Job owns Segway.
He does. Gob.
Gob. Gob, Bluth.
Amazing stuff. Like some weird deep cuts, like You Make Me, which is a song I hardly remember.
I don't think he sang that one at ours. I don't know that one.
It was good. He was playing the keyboard. Yeah, it's
Yoda
really
chant?
Exciting. Yoda chant at the end, of course. Every concert ends with a Yoda chant.
Yoda chant's the best.
Weirdly, I did look around, and I can confirm the only people in the entire Cobb Energy Performance Center, which is where I was. Yeah, I know. Named after my brother, right? Yeah.
And me.
Oh, that too. But the only people standing for most of the concert were in front of me.
Oh, I hate that.
So I don't know. I haven't gone to many concerts. I don't know proper concert etiquette. But that seems like a general decision that should be made by the group. Like, are we standing? I don't know.
It is. Yeah, you're just like, okay, all of us are going to stand up together. Not Austin up the whole time and block your view.
Yeah, I'm dancing.
Ugh.
They weren't directly in front of me, though. The guy directly in front of me had them in front of him, so I could see around them pretty easily. I remember them him tapping them on the shoulder, like, oh, could you sit down? And this girl saying, like, this is a concert, man. Stand up. Wah!
Yeah, it's a Weird Al concert. You don't, like, mosh pit.
Yeah, yeah, like a really polite group of fans sitting there enjoying the music, except for two people.
That's what you're supposed to do at a Weird Al concert. You sit and enjoy it, unless it's a stand-up thing. Did he sing "Wanna Be Your Lover"?
Oh yeah! Oh, that was good. Where he went out into the audience.
Yeah. See, that doesn't really work if people are standing up in the way.
That's true. One more note. Final note. Got nothing. I'm pretty sure they're drinking.
Probably. I just heard a creepy sound outside. I'm going to ignore it because it's November.
I thought you were gonna say investigate.
No.
No.
That'd be the last
God,
hear
no.
of me.
Never heard from Ben again.
Speaking of that, Megan, which is kind of a creepy segue. Megan and I were hanging out with our friend Pam, and she had to go check on the dogs she was dog sitting, and we went with her, and like it was really rainy and stormy, and we were outside. She had to take one out to a kennel that was like out far in the yard. It was really dark and stormy, like raining really hard with lightning. And there was like only one light, and it was on the back porch we were standing, pointing directly at us. Everything else beyond that light was total darkness. Well, she went out there with the dog, was gone for like 10 seconds, and then there was a huge lightning strike, and the light flickered for a second and went out. And then like a few seconds later came back on, and then we were like, Pam, are you still out there? This is how horror movies start. One person leaves on a dark and stormy night, the lights go out for a second, then they're dead.
Next thing you know, you're next.
I know. That's why we just kind of stood there waiting for her to show up again. That's not relevant.
Really. I'm assuming she was okay.
No, she was killed.
Oh, what a sad ending to that story. I did not see that coming.
It was an afterthought.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it wouldn't be appropriate to tell the story after all, but we never did see her again.
Oh, yeah. Oh well. No. Yeah. So is that the end of our happy hour?
Oh, yeah, it was so amazing. I loved it so much. And, one more thing, quick thing. A surprising number of people at the Weird Al concert dressed like Weird Al. I didn't know that was a thing.
Cosplaying as Weird Al?
Cosplaying as Weird Al at the Weird Al concert. I saw four, but it was
still
weird. It looked like two couples, too. So.
Was it like throughout Weird Al throughout the ages?
No, it was like classic 80s Al, all of them. Like Hawaiian shirt, wire glasses, mustache.
Weird.
Yep.
Oh, do they have accordions?
No.
Lame.
Unfortunately.
They suck.
But on to the bummer for sure.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, Ben, you look pretty sad. So sad, in fact. I'm going to go ahead and take the burden of going first with the Bummer Patrol.
Probably a good idea.
Okay. I'm sorry. So my Bummer Patrol is on the way to this Weird Al concert. I was lost. I got lost. My driver got lost.
Oh, you have a driver?
My brother, who is driving me.
Did you sit in the back seat and did he wear a little driver's cap?
No, he would not. I tried to convince him, but he would not get on board with that.
Oh, baby on board.
But I guess I got a bad address. So we pulled up to what we thought was the performance center, and we're at the parking complex. So we walk in, and this is about an hour before the show. We got there. We tried to get there early. And on the way in, we saw like a dude walk by wearing like parachute pants and no shirt.
That's interesting.
We thought was weird, but you know, it was in Atlanta, so a little bit of oddities like that are to be
normal
expected.
In Atlanta.
Yeah,
but
maybe
with your child slavery and your Mars bars.
I don't think that's a thing, but maybe.
That's what the billboards told me.
Billboards lie, Ben. Do you believe all billboards?
Yes, all of them.
That explains a lot.
Hey. You just don't want to admit that you have child slaves.
No. What?
Would it be children slaves?
Or I don't know.
Because it's plural. I don't know. Write in and tell us.
Please don't. Let's never talk about this again.
Photoshop challenge. Child slavery.
God, no.
Child slave dressed as Weird Al.
It sounds like the most horrific thing ever.
Or the most brilliant.
Anyway, we're weird dude in costume. We walk in to where we thought the concert was, but apparently instead of the performance center, we were at the Cobb Convention Center.
Uh-oh.
We walk in, a lot of people in weird costumes, blue hair.
Weird costumes.
You would think. Apparently it was the Atlanta Anime Convention weekend. Atlanta May, thank you. Atlanta May weekend.
Yeah, I guess that works.
Potential podcast title, putting on the table.
Yeah, Atlanta May. There we go.
But, man. It's like people dressed up as a whole bunch of weird things I've never seen. Ninjas and samurais and like old-timey like Italian Renaissance men.
Oh. old-timey prospect. They're not really huge in anime.
No, but there were some weird things there. Like I saw like a group of people dressed as Mario.
They're all one Mario?
I'm sorry, the different Marios. Oh. Mario, Luigi, Wario, and Waluigi.
Awesome. I was thinking like they were all combined into one Mario suit. Like one guy with the arm or something.
And they were all ladies, which is weird because Mario's not a lady.
There's always like Birdo and Peach and Daisy. And...
Sure, yeah, there's some lady Mario characters. And but, you know, we eventually got to where we were going, but it was a very uncomfortable and off-putting situation. Just couldn't find anyone that looked like a responsible adult that I could ask, like, hey, where's the performance center? I saw a guy dressed as Doctor Who.
Ooh.
I mean the Doctor, not Doctor Who. That's not a person.
That's not a person at all. Witch Doctor. Not a witch doctor. But
yes, he was dressed as a witch doctor.
9, 10, or 11.
He was dressed as the baker with the big scarf.
Which one's that?
No. The dude with the big scarf. No, he was dressed as Tennant with the jacket and the chucks.
Oh, so the best
suit.
Doctor.
And I don't know about that. Although he looked a little young to be a doctor. I'm pretty sure this guy was like 17 or 18.
900 years old.
Very young. A little young to be the doctor.
But couldn't the doctor just change his appearance to look younger next time he transforms?
Sure, maybe.
Could he be female?
Why would he? Why, you can change gender when you regenerate. That's confirmed. That's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you need to catch up on Doctor Who, man.
I need to. That sounds crazy.
It is crazy.
Is Rose a new doctor?
I don't want to spoil it.
What?
She's actually the 27th doctor.
She was one of the doctors all along. He's not alone. She's the Time Lord.
Yeah, which makes that romance a little bit weird.
Romance.
Romance.
It's a fancy way to say it.
Romance.
Oh.
I feel like I should have said something to this guy dressed as David Tennant, but I did not. I should have said something clever like "Allons-y" or something like that. But instead, I pointed at him like, "It's Doctor Who! Look at that guy!" And I'm pretty sure he heard me because he looked at me.
He's like, "What? No, it's how I dress normally."
I should have walked up to him and said something though, like "Bow ties are cool,"
or "Where's your TARDIS?"
Yeah, but I didn't.
He's a sonic screwdriver. Did you get a picture of him?
He did have a sonic screwdriver. I didn't take pictures of anyone. That would have been... I don't know how you would do that. Like, hey, dude, I want to take a photo of you.
You could have been the doctor's next companion. Wink.
That wink makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh. What if it actually was the doctor and you just missed out on the adventure of a lifetime?
I don't know. All time and space. That's a lot to handle. I don't think... I don't think I could go... I'm bored with that, you know? How do you go back to a normal life afterward?
That's exactly the problem that people have. You get your own side series later, like Sarah Jane.
Sure, maybe.
Or you get trapped in an alternate universe. Spoiler alert!
Oh, well, we won't talk more specifically than that. The whole, aw.
I'll edit it out.
That's a jerk move.
I'm going to edit it out.
The whole point of bringing up this Lanime Weekend thing is the most brilliant joke. Every now and again, I hear somebody say something so funny that I find funny. Maybe it actually isn't funny at all. But I feel envious. Like, I wish I came up with that. That was a good line.
Is it child slavery?
No, nothing to do with child slavery.
All right, just making sure.
When we walk into the convention center, look around, everyone in costumes, blue hair, whatnot. My brother looks at me and says, well, I see a lot of weird... but no Al. Oh, God. It was amazing.
It sounds like a sitcom joke.
It was. It was like a sitcom. It was the best moment of my life.
Oh, better than the actual concert?
It was close. It's like a tie.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh. I would give him a high five if he weren't 10 hours away.
Next time you're here, maybe you can high five him.
Like, what was that for? That Weird Al joke you told months ago. Would he even remember at that point?
Oh, sure. I bring it up all the time whenever I talk to him. Like, hey, remember the time?
Remember the time you made that joke?
Remember that joke? I wish I came up with that.
Oh, those people.
What?
I do the same thing all the time, but I'm just constantly worried that it gets on people's nerves. So like I'm afraid to do it now. We're like, oh, remember that time you said that funny thing? But then I'm like, I don't know. Is that still funny to those people? Do they care?
I don't know. I need to have my ego fed. So whenever someone's like, remember that thing you said? I get a kick out of it.
Hey, it works even better with podcasts because now I have like recorded things that you said. I'm like, oh, remember when you made that joke about Regis?
Which one?
Exactly. All right. So.
Yep. Time for your Bummer Patrol.
Bummer Patrol, which I've said once before, except no one has heard it except us. And I think Fizzbiz was there.
Or I think Q was there.
Q was there. Okay. Commercials with white backgrounds. The one with like this or that, Mac or PC, Kindle or book.
I guess. That's an uphill battle.
Oh, but yeah, it's just so stupid because like it's not like a fair debate. It's like, yeah, I'm a Mac and I'm a loser. Like that's not really fair. At least like they both have good things about them. It's more of a personal preference. Commercial.
Yeah, commercial. Why don't you present a respectable debate?
The Kindle ones are really getting on my nerves because it's talking about like books and like why would you want to read a book when you can read a Kindle which can hold 1,000 books?
But why would you need that many books?
Am I pausing?
No, I'm good.
Oh, all right. Thought I heard a knock on the door.
Yeah, there was. I'm ignoring it.
And you just say that? Can they hear that?
Oh. Wait, let me double check. Okay, we're good.
What?
Yeah, they slid a Netflix envelope under my door.
Ah, okay. I thought I'm sure that guy that we kept calling.
He showed up. Oh my god. Oh. I would turn off my lights and go to bed.
Well, I mean, what if he was already inside the house?
The call is coming from inside the house.
Exactly.
Oh god, that would actually be terrifying.
Okay, anyway, Kindles. Oh yeah. And they talk about how like, oh, it only weighs 6 ounces or whatever.
How many books do you need to carry around? I don't know about you, but I like to read a book at a time. Maybe two if I'm feeling bold.
Yeah, I usually don't carry around. And there's a commercial, this lady has this really big purse. It's like, yes, I can hold like 3 books and 2 magazines and this and that. Like, well, just carry one. You don't need all three. Just finish one at a time.
I'm pretty sure that lady is a shoplifter.
She's been stealing books and magazines.
I can carry a 6-pack of soda, a Christmas ham, a loaf of bread,
you can't
two jars
them
of mayonnaise.
With Kindles.
Kindle. They won't help you shoplift.
See? Another bad thing about it.
Now I just have this image like burned into my head of like a guy sitting on a bench, like a park bench, like a PI. Reading a Kindle, but the Kindle has 2 holes cut in it.
I don't think any PIs ever did that.
What? I played LA Noir. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think there were holes cut in any of the newspapers.
Okay, fine. Fair
someone enough. Looks over, I think they notice like eyes peeking out of the newspaper.
Okay, is that not a real thing? Did I make that up?
The cartoons did it a lot.
Okay, cartoons. Clearly that's what I'm thinking.
It would never work in real life. People aren't that dumb. I mean, a lot of them are, but not close enough.
Hopefully not.
And, like, then the commercials are like, oh, but, like, I can read this in the day or night. They're like, yeah, but we don't have a glare. And it's backlit or something. I don't know. It's been about 3 months since I've seen a Kindle commercial.
Yeah.
Or three months rage. And a week.
The rage has died down a bit.
No, I'm still quite mad.
You just don't remember why exactly. It's less clear.
I don't have to know why. I hate it because it's stupid.
But books are so important. Like I like to. I don't know about you. It's the same reason I buy
you
any. Wait.
We recorded once before. I'm sure you already know how I feel.
Okay, all right, maybe so. But I like to have like physical media. Like I buy anything. Like I still buy DVDs for crying out loud. I like to finish something. Like finish a book, sit it up on the shelf, and just have it there. Like yeah, that's that book I read. If I ever need it, that's where it's gonna be.
Yep, this is proof that I at least own it, and I probably read it.
I probably, maybe
like
not.
The people
so
who
bad.
Buy all like the old-looking versions of classic books, Like, you did not read that, like, 100-year-old copy of Moby Dick. In fact, it's hollow. That's something you store stuff inside of.
In fact, there's heroin in here.
Wait a
How
second.
Disappointing.
I'm calling the police.
Oh my God. Oh, you have a gun now. This has taken a really bad turn.
Oh, wait, no, it's not heroin, it's a Kindle inside of your book.
What? It's not a gun, it's a water pistol. Well played, sir. Well played. That was a good goof.
This would be a great movie scene to write. Oh, wait, the water pistol is filled with acid.
Oh, and the Kindle's actually filled with assassination plans.
Oh. End scene.
Oh.
See, look at that. We can write TV shows.
I don't I'm not convinced.
Yes, that's the part where Doctober Brown gets cornered by November Wilson.
November Wilson.
That's his... All right, November Moriarty. That's his name. Her name. Yes. Evil female character. Oh, this is a good idea. We should write this down or record it somehow.
We should have been recording.
Too bad we haven't been recording any of the past 30 minutes. What else about Kindles do I hate? Oh, they have a battery life. They're like,
they
yeah,
do have battery life.
Last for like 18 hours. Yeah, but books last forever.
Well.
More than a Kindle. You can read a book for 18 hours straight and not have it die.
Wear and tear, but yes, you are correct.
And it's easier to replace a book by buying a new one.
Hey, so what temperature does a Kindle burn at?
I don't know.
Would Fahrenheit 451 work with a Kindle?
I don't know. Would it might melt before then or after?
I would like to read a remake of Fahrenheit 451 with Kindles.
Burning Kindles to stop the spread of knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just to start like taking the batteries out. Yeah, that'll learn them.
I want to look up temperature at which plastic melts.
Maybe that can be the episode title.
At what temperature does plastic melt? Different polymers have different melting points. Thanks a lot. Real useful.
You know, I would consider reading Fahrenheit 451 on a Kindle.
That would be so hypocritical. Like, yes, yeah, so, or maybe not. It's like, yes, yeah, so what? You burned all our books. We have a freaking Kindle. Burn that at 130 degrees Celsius. That's the highest temperature that something melts at.
100 something degrees Celsius.
Or, I guess Celsius 130.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Wait. I did a Google search on temperature Kindles burn.
Yeah.
And there is a Yahoo Answers question. At which temperature do Kindles burn? Asked by Zombie Boomeyer 1 week ago.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see what the answers say. Okay, this guy says Fahrenheit 451. That's clever. I like that. This other guy says, the real question here is, will it blend? Internet. Get it. See, your average lighter does the trick. I'm not sure how hot they will get, but they melt the buttons nicely.
Has he tried?
I don't know. He talks like someone who's burned many a Kindle in his day.
What? No one
with
has
lighters.
Tested this? Oh, hey, XKCD has something. That is a... Oh, it's a forum, though. Never mind. That's a webcomic I like. But I don't see where it explains how hot they burn. Internet, you are such a failure.
What a disappointment this has become.
No one has bought one just to burn it yet?
I'm surprised.
You're the internet. Someone asked it on Amazon also.
Weird. People are dying to know what temperature Kindles burn.
Someone says Ray Bradbury wants to know. Duh, that's probably why they asked it. $3.99, obviously. I don't know why.
Yeah, that is weird.
Internet, you suck.
My bumper patrol this week, the internet. Am I right?
You are right.
I'm always right. Yeah.
But speaking of being right, Bummer Patrol's over.
Yeah, so let's move on to a brand new segment we're rolling out this week called The World of Sports.
Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. Sports. World of Sports.
Hey, Ben. Crazy, crazy week for sports. What kind of sports have you been watching?
I've been watching... I don't watch sports.
Me neither, really.
This has been World of Sports.
Another great segment.
Oh, another classic. I'm sure, like many of our segments, we roll it out and do it once, and people expect they'll never hear from it again. But I'd keep that one bookmarked. We'll revisit that. I'm sure that'll be a rich segment for years to come.
There's still plenty more to revisit.
Absolutely, yeah. We barely even scratched the surface with that one.
I know. I mean, all the decades of sports, and we just cover like 10 seconds of it. Anyway. This is not the new segment yet, but I have something I want to make a new segment whenever stuff finally arrives.
Yes.
I'm not sure what to call it yet, but I follow on Twitter this Twitter account, I guess, called Hey It's Free. And every now and then they'll tweet about something that is free if you just go and put your name and address in. And I've gotten like a free steak dinner at Outback. A free tiny box of Honey Nut Cheerios. Recently, there have been some very interesting things that I have ordered, and I cannot wait for the free stuff to get here so we can have a segment about how much some of it sucks.
Aww. Well, you gotta talk bad about free stuff?
Well, that's why I can talk bad about it, because it's not like it cost me anything. All right, I know one of them is a free horse training DVD.
Okay.
Which is useless to me, having no horses. But I ordered one anyway, because I want to check it out and review it on the podcast. Check it out.
Joke might be on you. Maybe it'll be such a good DVD, you'll go out and purchase a horse.
Free Robitussin for funny last names? I have not applied for that one yet, but I want to. Free African Conservation DVD. I ordered that one. Rick Steves Tour Calendar and DVD.
Yeah, all right.
How Do I Become President Educational Poster, Alpo Real Dog Kit, Kotex Natural Balance Liners. I'm probably not going to order that.
Whoa, don't do that. Did you say Real Dog Kit?
This is Alpo Real Dog Kit.
So you get to build a real dog?
Let's see. If you like Alpo on Facebook, it looks like you might get... I don't know what it is exactly. I'm scared. I haven't gotten that one yet. Free People Magazine Country Playlist. See, free Exacto Blade. See, I cannot wait for some of the... I've ordered some of these for free. I cannot wait to get here.
So you accept it just because it's free?
Yep. I got free zombie posters from the CDC.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That's on the way.
From the CDC? Really?
Yeah, from the CDC.
Oh, I want to see a picture of that when it shows up.
You will. And some of it will be covered. I can't wait for the Robitussin last names.
I could have received a free magazine subscription recently. Does that count as a thing?
There are some on here.
I had a call.
Magazine subscription.
I had a call at work.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, hello, sir. This is Jesse. I'm calling. We're contacting working men such as yourself to offer you a free magazine subscription. And what we're doing this for is to pad the advertising numbers to make sure that ads are seen by more eyes. So first of all, this really bums me out for the state of magazines and print media in general. Yeah. It's like we have to give these away so our advertisements are worth anything.
Oh.
And they're like, you can get free 2-year subscriptions to Sports Illustrated, ESPN Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health. What were some other ones? Esquire. And she went on. She's like, and all we ask is that once you're done, pass it on to a friend who could also look at the ads. And it seemed really weird. And I was like, well, I appreciate it. None of those magazines really interest me. I already subscribed to a few magazines, you know, like Game Informer.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'll read a Wired occasionally. Yeah, but I don't want your boring magazines. She sounded so sad, too. She's like, oh, okay, I understand. Thank you for your time.
Oh, here it is. The day of the real dog has arrived. The Real Dogs of America is a group dedicated to recognizing and celebrating the new breed, real dogs. In their stick-chewing, mud-tracking, squirrel-chasing glory, from the greatest Dane to the tiniest terrier, dogs everywhere want to join the pack. Is your dog ready to join the pack? Find out below.
Okay, so it's like a marketing thing. Like, oh, these are real dogs that go hunting and... Well, chase squirrel.
Well, the free membership includes official real dog papers suitable for framing, real dog on board, magnetic vehicle sticker, and real dog eat meat handbook, and more.
What? Oh.
All right.
Oh, God.
I need help with the questions. Do they drool, pant, scratch, and lick themselves or others? Yes or no?
Dogs? Yeah, I think it's dogs.
I don't remember. Do they bark, yap, or howl when happy, excited, or have to go outside?
Yeah, dogs. I guess dogs do that.
Do they pull the leash tight when a cat, squirrel, other dog, or mud puddle is nearby?
A mud puddle? Really? What what do you think of my dog?
Congratulations, you've got a real dog.
My dog is an animal, but my dog is not an animal, sir.
I wonder how I get the free stuff.
I'm sorry, Rover. The test results came back, and you are not a real dog.
Oh, it looks like I'm going to get a membership kit. I cannot wait to review this on air.
Ruh-roh.
All right, we better talk about it on the next segment while I type.
Okay, next segment.
Ask us anything.
Ask us anything. No one has asked us anything because it's been 3 months.
So if you'd like to ask us anything, shoot an email to askbenandbrian@gmail.com.
You can, or happycastfeedback@gmail.com, or greendale101@gmail.com.
You know, let's keep it simple. Send an email to happycastfeedback@gmail.com with the subject line, ask us anything. The only requirement is that it has to be a question.
Yes, or at least a question, more possible.
Yeah. There has to be like a question mark involved.
Yes, and it has to like be in the form of a question, not just like I like pie.
Yes, absolutely. Pie way better than cake. Ben, do you agree?
I like cake. I haven't had much pie though, so it's not really fair.
What a sad existence.
Well, where am I supposed to get pie?
Anywhere. Make it. My roommate's girlfriend made an apple pie earlier, and it was wonderful.
I can't make pie.
I loved it.
I can't make pie. All right, but if you have a question, you could ask that. We could give you advice, fake advice, double fake advice, I don't know. Or a would you rather, and we will tell you which and why. And we have some from the internet, because you guys are all lazy. No, I'm lying, you're not lazy.
The internet will ask us questions.
And the internet has a couple questions for us, such as, Brian, would you rather brutally murder your entire family or be part of the human centipede?
No.
I'll start off dark.
No.
It was the first one
on
here.
I would not rather. Either of those.
Which one?
I guess the second one, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to hurt anyone.
You have to pick why.
Because I wouldn't want to hurt anyone else. At least that would be me. Oh, I don't want to. I want to forget that the human centipede is a thing. Is there any way I can do that? Can I, like, eternal sunshine it out of my brain?
I don't know. Oh, that one's gross. I'm glad I didn't read that one.
The internet. We're very disappointed in you again.
Let's pick something that's less creepy than that.
Thank you.
Would you rather? Oh no, that's. Would you rather play World of Warcraft or kill yourself? That's not a great one.
That doesn't sound like somebody that knows how this works. It's like, would you rather? It's like, would you rather
win $500 in the lottery or have hepatitis.
Oh. Mm. Here's one.
Would you rather visit Disney World or have the sound of a baby crying stuck in your head forever?
The second one, at Disney World.
At Disney World. Well, that's the only way to experience Disney World.
The choices here are average human baby or 100 cute puppies. Would you rather individually slaughter using your bare hands?
What?
This is not a good website.
Where are you at? What is going on?
I googled would you rather, and this was the first result.
What a disappointment this has been.
I know. What kind of... what is this?
Guys, I don't know if you know this. People on the internet are, like, super creepy.
Oh, all right. Here's one. From
Plus,
official.
they don't know at what temperature a Kindle will burn. What is wrong with you, internet?
What is with that? That's disturbing.
I don't know what to believe in now.
That's more disturbing than killing puppies. Would you rather have to always write with your feet or always have to write with a pen between your elbows?
Feet.
All right. I guess I'd go with that, too, because that we only have to use one. Oh, and now to get to the next one, I have to guess how many people will probably guess what I guessed. Yay. Oh, it's not telling us.
Oh, internet.
Would you rather... After someone who you know is a convicted felon tells everybody at a party that you were a loser, exposes fact about him, or keep it to yourself?
You would keep it to yourself. You do not want to upset the convicted felon.
yeah, he might felonize you.
He's like, this guy's lame. Like, oh yeah, well at least I'm not a convicted felon. Oh no, I made a mistake there.
And then he pulls out his water pistol full of acid.
And then... I don't know. What's like a low-tier felony? I mean, I know they're all felonies, but like as far as felonies go, what's like a mild felony, like a non-offensive felony?
Drug possession of too much drugs?
Sure.
Will they think you're trafficking, but you're really just stockpiling or something?
You're really just like a greedy drug user.
Exactly.
No.
You buy in bulk from that guy, Sam.
Exactly, that guy, Sam, down at Sam's Club. Over.
He owns that club downtown.
Oh.
Photoshop challenge, Sam
no.
And his club. Also, an evil, oh, yeah, Batman Holmes.
Batman Holmes.
October Brown.
Watson Robin.
Yeah, Watson Robin, who doesn't have a real name, just two stuck together.
Robin Watson almost seems like a real name.
That's why I would do Watson Robin. someone with a water gun full of acid and a burning Kindle.
Okay. That's
and
a lot of stuff.
Sam and his club.
Sam's club.
Yes. Would you rather have someone swing a golf club to hit you on the head during the follow-through part of the swing, or have a golf ball hit you on the head from 280 yards away?
I don't know. Which would cause less damage?
I don't know. I'm going to pick golf ball, though.
I guess, yeah.
If someone hitting you with a golf club, it sounds like it could give you a concussion or break your neck.
Hmm.
I think ball would just hurt.
I think if you got hit in the head with a golf ball, if television has taught me anything, you would wake up and find out the past 8 years of your life have been part of a dream and you're still on the Bob Newhart show.
Yeah, that's... probably would happen, no matter who you are, if you get hit in the head with a golf
ball.
No,
you wake up and you're Bob Newhart.
That'd be so weird. Would you rather... I'm skipping that one. That one's gross.
Thank you for sparing us.
See, this is why we need you guys to like give us real answers.
Or questions.
Or, yeah, not answers. Don't give us questions. Don't give us answers. And
this
we will
is not Jeopardy.
Make
we do
up
not
the
want
questions.
Your answers.
Well, Brian, do you have any questions for us?
No, why are we doing this? That's what I want to know. That's
you don't have questions.
That was a sad game. That
would you rather
really
turn
sad.
Around three times before you sit down anywhere, or do a little jig before you go through any doorways?
Turn around three times before I sit down.
That'd be kind of fun.
Seems like less of a hassle.
Something dogs would do.
Yeah, pretend like you're chasing a tail.
What if you have a tail or two tails, like Dick Charleston does?
Wow, super, super obscure callback. I'm sure somebody out there got a kick out of that.
It was just like a week ago.
Exactly. A week ago. Not an hour. A week.
Would you... Oh, come on. Would you rather always be happy or always be sad?
See, this makes me think that somebody like fundamentally does not understand the purpose of would you rather.
Oh, my... people are...
I don't know.
People are so stupid.
Oh, the internet.
Would you rather be invisible or be able to fly?
Invisible.
Yeah, I want invisibility too. That way you can go rob banks and no one will know.
I would not do that.
We've mentioned that before, though, I think. Would you rather be able to stop time or fly? Oh, time. Yeah. That's I was reading that one just now. Yeah, that'd be even cooler. You can go back in time and rob banks.
What? Why are all the powers related to robbing banks with you?
Because then you have money.
If only I could talk to animals. I could conspire with the animals and get them to rob the bank.
To play Russian roulette with a zookeeper.
No, okay. All right. that's it.
Speaking of Russian roulette, I don't really understand it.
I'm really afraid of where this is going.
I better stop. Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
8 feet tall. Intimidating.
Always lose or never play?
Never play.
First dibs or last laugh?
Last laugh.
Giant hamster or tiny rhino?
Ooh, tiny rhino.
You sounded intrigued by that one.
Yeah, that's a fascinating idea to me. A tiny rhino.
It would be so like, cute.
Like, how tiny? Rhinos are pretty dang big.
I think like it can fit in your pocket or something. Maybe hamster size.
Oh, like really? I thought maybe like as big as a pony. That would be like a
you could ride on.
Yeah, with like a personal rhino I could ride on.
That's still not. They could still gore you though. I was thinking like hamster sized.
Okay, well, okay then. Oh, when you say giant hamster, were you thinking like a rhino sized hamster?
Rhino sized hamster.
That sounds terrifying.
It doesn't have the horns. It'd be furry.
That seems like a much bigger problem than a tiny rhinoceros.
I think it would be fun. Go to an amusement park or a family reunion? That's a hard one.
Is it?
No. No, that was trying to be sarcastic. That was sarcasm.
Okay.
Like, both could be fun, but one is definitely going to be fun. And the other one will probably involve arguments. If I learned anything from sitcoms, it's that family reunions just make people angry at each other.
That's true.
A stick of butter or a gallon of ice cream to eat?
To eat? Oh, God. Those both sound terrible for different reasons.
At least one's delicious for a while.
Yeah, but there's so much of it. Like, wouldn't you rather eat the stick of butter and get it over with?
I don't know. I have a hard time.
Is there a time limitation in place? Like, do I have, like, a day to eat this gallon of ice cream?
I just have to keep eating and eating.
I feel like one of those would probably kill you faster. I just can't quite place which one.
The butter one wouldn't kill you right away. The ice cream one would give you a brain freeze.
You're right. I would go with the butter.
I'm going with ice cream. Would you rather die from falling off a cliff or by being threatened?
Wait, by being threatened?
You get threatened to death.
Threatened to death? That I would be curious how that would work. I would go with that.
I don't think it would. Would you rather publish your diary or make a movie on your most embarrassing moment? You gonna publish your diary, Brian?
I don't have a diary. Do people keep diaries today?
I think they're called blogs.
Yeah, exactly. It is published. Oh, God. They're going to publish my blog.
Go behind the time, would you rather?
I have a notebook that I just have full of notes. Nothing personal.
People might find out all your podcast notes.
Exactly. Then they would think I'm an insane person.
Would you rather have x-ray vision or bionic hearing?
Wait, I want the bacon hearing.
It looked like bacon.
Like I can hear bacon wherever it's being cooked at any time.
It's because like my glasses are blurry and the word cancer is right below it. So that didn't help at all.
No.
No, but like this, the placement of the word cancer underneath the word bionic and my glasses blurry. I saw bacon hearing.
I'd go with the bionic hearing.
X-ray vision would just irradiate people constantly.
Yes. What a tragic superpower that would be.
That's all of the ones I want to read. Someone please send us some. This was awful.
And it doesn't have to be in the form of would you rather. It could be any question. Literally any question.
Any of them. Ever. Any question. Seriously. Do it.
Please.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah, so now what? Feedback?
Do we have any feedback?
We have some feedback.
Sounds.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
I don't know if it's from real people or not.
Well, let's just take a quick look, see what we have.
All right. I have to sign in. Feedback bumper. All right. The password.
Oh, no. This is like a weird would you rather with like a responsible lesson
what is
built
it?
In. Like, would you rather wait until you have enough money to buy something or finance it?
I think I read that one. Are you on rather.com?
Yeah, I am.
That's the one where I read the one about strangling puppies.
Oh God, this is a horrible website then.
Yeah, I told you.
My financial philosophy is to save up.
We have an email from Christian Borg. The title is Bibles in all caps. Dear beloved in the Lord, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, I am Evangelist Jeremiah Dedegbeg Babui.
Doesn't seem like a real name. Continue.
Dedegbegbui. How did that even happen?
I'm pretty sure this website is sponsored by Capital One. I'm sorry. Continue.
Is it?
I feel like it might be.
Because we have the mandate of reaching the lost souls here in our community and being capitalized.
Happycastfeedback@gmail.com?
Yep.
All right.
I have stuff about 19 precious souls who are aged and the super giant, whatever that is. This is getting creepy.
Something about super giant?
Oh, he's capitalizing weird words.
Randomly capitalizing words.
Pretty much. Let's see. Our account has been placed in the danger zone. Our RuneScape account has.
Oh, no.
I didn't know we had a RuneScape account.
I haven't played RuneScape in like 8 years.
I never have.
I did.
Oh.
I was like 16.
Monster Service, Dr. Dre headphones, 50% off.
Ooh, those are quality. They're tried them out at the Best Buy. Overpriced still, but...
Oh, my. This is from D. Gordon Bell. Buy fake novelty university diplomas and degrees online.
Okay, all right.
We design our degree or diploma certificates and transcripts that look 99.99% identical to world-famous originals, including identical security-grade transcript paper, identical watermarkings, raised ink crests, embossed seals, correct cardstock.
Why would you need this?
To be Jeff Winger?
I thought this was like a novelty, like a fun idea, like yeah, I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. Wow.
No, they say they have most colleges.
Oh, wow. So this is to forge credentials.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Internet.
Oh, Internet.
Well, I got another one of those from info@mylilangels.com and headcow@bransonbarter.com. These are all the same thing about custom-made university diplomas.
Wow.
Steve Harvey has upcoming shows.
Oh, cool. That guy.
I don't know why we're getting... Oh, Majid Salman. Dear Sir... Meanwhile, my name is Salman Majid from Kingdom of Bahrain, and we own a corporate company and personal advisor and business associate with late Mr. Saif al-Arab Gaddafi. Oh, Gaddafi, huh? These guys really, they're topical.
Did you secretly segue us into a lot of Spamalot segment?
No. Cafe Press, we'd really appreciate your... Oh, yeah, that's a real one. I still have not given feedback, and they keep asking for it over and over.
It's a breakdown. Give them the feedback.
I need to. I don't know. I stopped trying. That's all in Japanese. There's one Panda Security Taiwan.
Interesting.
Cynthia really wants us to open an attachment.
I'll pass, Cynthia, but thank you for your interest.
No, Cynthia. Oh, Jack. Hello, dear sir, madam. Nice to meet you. They're selling us yacht leather.
Yacht leather? Like leather made out of yachts?
We specialize in producing leather yacht sails, yacht leather interior, leather seats, yachts, etc.
How is yacht leather different from normal leather?
It is taken from the skin of a yacht.
Okay, all right.
Duh. Everyone knows that. K Digga has a new single that I will not say because it has words that I don't like to say.
Okay, all right.
We won the UK National Lottery again.
Again? All right.
Again, we're really good at that.
We're pros at winning the UK National Lottery.
We have lots of stuff about K Digga, Monet, Poppin' Tags, DJ, Lil Rye.
Are those names of people?
Apparently. I keep seeing it. Oh, Linda. It's me again. Oh, she wants to send us pictures.
No, thank you, Linda. Thank you for your interest.
Mr. Clinton Howard from Microsoft says that we won $750,000 GBP. Oh, Microsoft
Linda.
Be giving us UK money.
Linda, I hear that Cynthia has an attachment that she really wants you to open.
I should just forward it to her.
forward spam to other spammers. You're like the Batman of the internet.
Oh, I do wear the cowl when I do that.
And the internet's like Gotham. So disappointing.
Oh, Gotham's not disappointing.
It is a horrible, horrible place where nobody should ever live.
Game.
What game?
The Arkham.
Oh, no. I'm talking about real life, man. The actual Gotham.
Okay, real Gotham City. That's up in the Northeast somewhere, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't either. But yeah, so that's the podcast.
That's feedback. Be sure to send
real stuff.
You know, real feedback to
HappyCast.
That we'll
cover next week.
HappyCastFeedback@gmail.com.
If you listen to that last podcast and send us stuff, you aren't going to hear it on this one because we didn't feel like reading it. It's not because it's a week later.
No, yeah. We didn't record two in a row. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Crazy and crazy.
Well, before we go, I just need you to sum something up for me, Ben. The theme of the episode.
And the Photoshop challenge. Don't forget, we already said that stuff already, so do that.
Do the Photoshop challenge. The theme of the show, as established earlier, is facing the unknown.
Facing the unknown. We talked about... Okay, talked about those, talked about that. Okay. Well, Brian... Facing the unknown is something that everyone has to deal with at some point in their life. Whether it's showing up at an anime convention, a weird one, or if, oh, not Halloween party, that was last week.
Yeah, the weeks are bleeding together.
Oh, I know, yeah, this week went by in a blur, felt like an hour. So whether it's that thing I just said, or not knowing anything about a Kindle really, but still making wild assumptions of hatred about it. We all have to face the unknown. And answer would you rather questions that don't make sense.
And how does this make us better people?
It makes us better people because we learn to just hate the things that we don't know.
All right.
Hate them and ignore them. Because that's the best thing to do. Learn about them. You should hate them.
This is not a good lesson at
Ignorant
all.
Ignorant hatred.
No!
That's the lesson of this podcast.
It's not the lesson of this podcast.
Ignorant hatred is the way to go.
Have we learned nothing?
Do you hate any different type of religion? Well, I hope you don't learn about it, because that's the best way to hate it.
Oh, blind hatred. So dangerous. Okay, well, what a downer of a note to end on again.
They always are, aren't they?
It's the happy cast, Ben. Keep it light.
Everyone loves blind hatred. There.
No.
Buy some today.
So thank you guys for joining us. We're looking forward to hearing from you through the email or iTunes review. Remember, for every iTunes review you leave, that guarantees we'll record at least one more podcast.
So do that now.
Whoa. What is up with you today? Weirdly hostile at the end.
Oh, I'm just going to bleep that part out, but this will still be in.
Okay. Wow. Ben's getting a little, I don't know.
Beep.
Sure. That.
You're a beeping beep beep.
Whoa. Beeperin?
Yeah. Well, this is Bincyclopedia signing out.
And this is Bryonica.
Yes, and check out Greendale101.
Greendale101.com.
Nope, not yet.
Greendale101.tumblr.com.
Yes. Tumblr does not have an E.
Tumblr.
Doesn't have an A either.
It doesn't have a Q.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have a 4.
Silent Q. So thank you guys for joining us. Yes.
We need to hear back from Q.
Yeah.
What's up? She didn't respond after last week's podcast for some reason.
I thought we would hear from her after last week.
I thought we'd hear from someone. Didn't hear from Neil. Didn't hear from Anne.
Didn't hear from Trent Armstrong, who we have not gotten a nickname for yet.
Yeah, no one has sent any information in yet.
Oh, well.
I'm disappointed in you guys.
There's always next week.
And that's because I don't know the truth, so I hate you.
Wow, it's going to take forever to reverse what we've learned today. Thank you guys for joining us, and until next time, remember, keep happy.
Stay happy. Wow. Ask us anything. Ask us anything. Ask us.